The phone lines are open at 221-1402. On News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, good morning, Redding. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Hey, it's Carl Bott, and we're back this week. We'll be here today and tomorrow. And tomorrow, even though we had to mix up the guest a little bit or switch the guest around, our guest tomorrow will be Congressman Herger, and he's going to be available to talk about the vote and what's happening with this money being the money situation in Congress. So today we've got some guests. We're going to get to them in a little while, but we're going to talk about a number of things today. Of course, I'm joined by my partners here, and my first one, of course, is my producer, the ever-present, the ever-effervescent producer, even though he's an environmentalist, wants to be carrying a gun everywhere he goes.
I do.
You want to carry a concealed weapon,
yes.
Is that it? Well,
and it's our right.
Who are you voting for?
I haven't decided yet.
Well, you know, one of them doesn't really believe in that.
Really?
Yes. He says he believes in the Second Amendment. He just doesn't think that. He just thinks there should be different laws in Chicago than there is in Casper, Wyoming.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, I don't know. If Second Amendment gives you a right, why could you take it away in other places?
Gun crimes.
Well, let's just say is that Chicago, with one of the strictest gun laws in the nation, killed more people there last year than they killed in Iraq. What about that? See, if you had a weapon and somebody came up to you, because they obviously, criminals don't care if they have, you know, about laws, why should you not have a weapon to protect yourself?
It's just an idea to get the guns off the streets, out of the hands of criminals.
That'll never happen. It's like, okay, why don't we get meth off the streets and out of the mouths of drug users?
We're trying, but
sounds good to me.
We're trying, anyway. But it's always going to be there. I don't care, no matter how hard you try, right, Carl?
No matter how hard you try.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good to crack down.
Yeah.
But not even on the gun situation. The fact is that if something will always be available.
Well,
always.
And by the way, let me introduce my partner here.
Oh,
Linda
yeah.
Bott. Good morning, Linda.
You're going to hear from me today.
Yeah,
good morning.
I think you're fired up. Oh, yeah. I'm organized today. Okay. Hey, you know what I did this weekend? This is for you, Kelly. I did a ride-along with the police of Reading. And let me tell you what. They told me it was the calmest night they have had in months. I think personally is that they knew I was out on the street.
Yeah, they knew the colonel was in the car.
And the colonel was in the car. That's right. Oh, and I found out how to run license plates. So, Kelly, you don't want
any license plates.
Well, on your bicycle. Anyway.
He switches plates at various times.
Hey, there is no truth to the rumor either that I ran the plates only with the Obama stickers on the car. That is not true. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
tell you what, must have been Priuses, right?
Yeah, they're all Toyotas. I don't understand this. Hey, look. Okay, our guest here falling down on the thing. One of them snorted water through her nose right then. They're the ladies from the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and they're already taking notes about me. Anyway, they've already got Kelly's picture. He's their poster boy. Anyway, okay. Now, I want to talk about a few things. Linda, it's okay. Kelly's okay with this. All right, we're going to talk about a few things. A big thing, again, like I said, Congressman Herger is going to be on the show tomorrow. But let's talk a little bit about this, quote, crisis. Well, you know what? It is a crisis in a lot of ways. However, the thing about it is that it's nowhere near where we were in the Depression. You know, let's just talk about it. You know, when we were in the Depression, there was a number of things going on there, you know, and that are not true today. You know, like how fast the stock market went down in 1920, the crash of 29, the Dow Jones Industrials plunged 40% in 2 months. And this time around, it's taken a year to fall 22%. Well, of course, that 22%, right? Okay, look, there's a whole lot of other things, and we've got the phone lines already backed up. So what we're going to do is take a quick break here and join us on the other side here on Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, this is Carl Bott. Welcome back to News Talk 1400 KQMS and Free Fire Radio. Let's go to the phones. Dale, good morning.
morning, sir. Welcome. How are you this morning?
Hey, you know what? I'm Peachy Dale. How are you?
Pretty good. Fellow back rider.
Hey, all right.
Hey, I like the fact that you guys are on the radio. I wish you guys were on there all six days a week.
Right. Call the station. Tell them that.
We're working on it.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, Wally calls tomorrow, ask him how much they think this is contrived by the big money people trying to make a big profit whenever things start going up again.
That's a good point. Now, let's talk about, that $700 million or billion they're talking about. From what I understand, now this should give everybody a big vote of confidence. When they asked the Secretary of the Treasury, how'd you come up with that number? He goes, well, we just came up with this big number we thought would work. Now, the thing they are talking about, though, is that it may not cost that much. And the properties that they're going to be buying or, taking the mortgages on, later on, if they can sell these and then make a lot of money off these. So we may not end up costing us that much money after all.
Just what I see in the stock market is that every time it goes down, you see a bunch of big money people selling short. And then as soon as it starts going up, they're buying again and making profit like mad.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, Dale, that's a good point. Now, we have our brand new website. We want to talk about that, but it's still freefireradio.com. If you got a computer, go to that, type up your questions and send them to me, and I'll be more than happy to ask Congressman Herger this, or you can just call and ask Wally, because he's going to be on start at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not available because I got kids I'm taking to school, a lot of times I'm not where I can make a phone call.
Okay, well, look, just if you have access to the computer, just write me the questions, send me the questions you want, and if not else, and I will. I've already got this one written down, though. How much will the big guys make off this?
Okay, Doc, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Tom, good morning. Tom, are you there? Okay, we lost Tom. Okay, going back to this is the, like I was talking about, that $700 billion we're talking about, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to use all of that. They're going to be using part of it. They wanted enough money to put liquidity back into the markets is what it is. It's us to be able to get to, us to be able to have the credit available for people to pay their bills, for businesses to be able to have money there. Just looking at credit cards, I didn't realize this till yesterday, but the average amount owed on credit cards is $10,000. $10,000. So, I don't owe that much on credit cards, but that means is if they don't have that liquidity out there, then they've got to start raising things. Like, we're going to raise the interest rates on it. We want the money back a little bit earlier. That's going to end up costing you. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning to you. This Senior Chief slows you a salute.
Thank you, Senior Chief.
All right. I'm thinking that this Congress has a horse before the cart. And basically, I think what they need to do is maybe they need to work towards a moratorium on foreclosures for a bit of time. They need to have the banks renegotiate some interest rates and change, the loans to a fixed period of time instead of ARM type things.
Uh-huh.
And then they need to direct the FBI to have a complete unit all exposing nothing but who was all involved with this, who was behind it, and follow the money trail.
Well,
he's got a good plan.
Well, that's a good thing. The other part I heard, too, is, and I'm getting some feedback here, Daniel, but one of the things I also heard was take that $700 billion, give everybody over the age of 18 who's a voter, registered voter, their share of it. It comes out to like $450,000 per person.
You know what? I could spend that money a lot better than those idiots up there can.
That's what I'm thinking. You give $200,000 back in taxes, and you've got now $250,000 that you can do your mortgages. You can do a lot of things. Talk about a boost to the economy.
You bet. Absolutely.
All right, Daniel. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Bye.
Yeah, I like what's in the water in the North State, don't you?
Tex, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Tex, are you from Texas?
No, I'm not from Texas.
Okay.
But that's my radio name.
Oh, okay. I guess it's better than if you were from Louisiana and they call you Louise.
That's right.
Okay, Tex, I'm ready.
Thank you so much.
Start firing.
You say that you're going to ask Wally Herger some questions. Why would you ask that slime ball anything?
Whoa, okay. we can't call people names, okay? We're here civil. I mean,
I'm civil. That's what his name is. How could you even consider being fair with him? He's a greedy person. All he cares about is getting reelected. He's been there for how many years?
22.
He's getting richer and richer and richer because he supports all the big, filthy, dirty businesses who all they care about is making money.
Text.
If you let me be specific, I can take a few hours and tell you a few things about Wally Herter.
I don't have a few hours, but you know, you've got to stop holding yourself back.
You know, you really should email the rant page on Carl's website, freefireradio.com.
I don't use the computer. I just like to speak the truth. That's all I do.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that. You know, the thing, too, is that, though, here's the best thing about this country, Text.
What do you think Wally Herter is going to say, that he's a greedy SOB? That he takes money for any big business, no matter what they do, like Knopf fiberglass polluting more and more and more. When we told them we didn't want it there, it's a filthy, dirty, polluting company. So now they even buy more polluting credits. How much money did they donate to his campaign?
I don't know, Tex. Why don't you ask him tomorrow?
I won't be able to be here tomorrow. I have to go to Texas, as a matter of fact. I wish I could be here tomorrow. But I remember when in the Bill Clinton administration, he was running on family values. He's a divorced man, but he's running on family values.
Who was that?
Oh, now.
Who?
No, and I'm saying Wally Herter.
Oh, okay. Well, what about Clinton? Clinton was running on.
You ask him what his opinion is. You should tell him what we need. All these guys, we're going to bail out the people who got us in the mess. How about bailing me out? I never missed a mortgage payment. I didn't buy a house I can't afford. I'm working every day of the week to support my family, not to get reelected. What does he do? What does that guy do besides getting richer and richer and richer? Tell me, what does he do? He supports the big business.
Well, this is a,
he doesn't live here. What does he care?
Tex, hang on, Tex. Okay, you got it. These are good questions to ask tomorrow. You know,
ask him. Tell him we want him out of there. That nice guy from Weaverville should be in there. He's a homegrown guy. He seems very simple, down to earth. And get rid of Herger. He should voluntarily bow out. How many 20 years has he been in already? There's a nice, honest guy
22.
From Weaverville. I don't know his name. But he seems
Jeff
like a
Morris.
Very nice young man. He wouldn't be corrupted for probably 4 years.
At least for 4 years. But then after that, we'll have to get somebody else.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks, Tex.
Thank you so much for the greatest show on radio. Oh. Sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Tex.
Have a good morning.
Thank you.
Well, if that didn't light a fire, I don't know if it didn't.
Excuse me. Wow.
Actually, it's a good segue into our guest.
Well, it's a good segue into a break we have to take right now. Okay, hey, this is why we call it Free Fire Radio. I mean, you can fire in here. This is y'all's show. This isn't mine. The only thing I'm doing is providing the airwaves. Okay, on Free Fire Radio here in Newstalk, 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. The phone line's here, 221-1402. Now, as you can probably tell, people are a little bit fired up about this. And, I don't know, Linda, what do you think on this thing?
I think it's a perfect opportunity to be able to come on the air and have this hour where people can speak their truth. A lot of people are just fed up. I've never seen America in such a state where people are fed up. And it's a time now to really stand for something that you believe in and take action. And that means voting. That means volunteering. That means so many things rather than being an armchair politician.
Armchair. Oh, that's good. Armchair politician. People that sit there and complain about things but don't do anything about it. Okay, you know, voting is one way of doing it, but there's other things, too, is that, you know, finding out about it. You know, to vote for change sakes is not right. You know, sometimes there's an old saying, you know, out of the frying pan into the fire. Let's take a good look at what our people stand for out there. I mean, our presidential candidates, I have to admit, may not be the best and brightest that we have to offer, but they are out there, and what we owe them is for them to give them a chance. Now, when we said, you know, the last caller, Tex, was going all over Wally Herter and a number of things that Wally Herter has, you know, has done. Wally has done a number of things for the North State. You know, is bringing in money into areas that need it. I can't give you any specifics, come to think of it, right now. So, but tomorrow, Wally Herter has been representing this state for 22 years. And is running again. Jeff Morris, by the way, will be on the show later on this month.
Equal opportunity.
That's right. And speaking of other things, too, on our voting, is on the right now set up for October 16th and 17th is going to be the city council is going to be on TV.
Carl's going to moderate.
Yep, I'll moderate that, but it's going to be on Channel 11 and Channel 9 for Reading on the Thursday, I believe that's the 16th, and then it's going to be for Anderson on Friday the 17th. It's going to be after the presidential debates on Wednesday. Now, here's the big thing is take the time from 7 to 8 that evening, and you can do it whether you have cable or satellite or dish, whatever. Take the time to look at those candidates and find out what they're saying. They're going to be asked a number of questions, and these are people who are going to be representing us. And you realize is that this election, there's a lot of things we're having to do. That a lot of votes are coming up that that are really going to impact on our city. So that's going on like I said, October 16th and 17th. You've got.
We should be getting a call a little bit later with Sharon Warenius from the SEG Group, who's going to be producing the event, to get to tell us some more information, because it's really important for local residents to watch that evening, to partake in the evening. Anyway, we have somebody on the phone.
Sharon, good morning, come to think of it.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Sharon, talk to us about it.
Well, I want to, and first of all, I want to tell your listeners that, I missed the very beginning of your conversation there, but if you haven't told them that you, Carl, are going to be the moderator for those debates.
I think that was mentioned, yes.
Okay, good. Well, we want everyone to know. We're looking forward to that. We know you're going to do a great job. Well, anyway, this event is going to be broadcast live on Channel 11 and simulcast on KIXC Channel 9 on, like you said, Thursday, October 16th for the Reading City Council, and Friday the 17th for the Anderson City Council. And we do want people to get involved. We've set up a couple of email addresses where people can email their questions so that we can ask them. The Reading questions for the Reading City Council members will be at readingforum@accessreading.org. And the Anderson questions for the City Council can be emailed at andersonforum@accessreading.org.
Make sure you email us both of those addresses, and we'll put that on freefireradio.com.
On our website.
On our website.
Okay.
And I also want I want people to know there will be media there at both of these events to ask questions, and we really encourage the people to tune in on either 11 or 9 and to send in their questions so that we can, ask these people everything we want to know. We've got to nail them down.
Right. Hey, Sharon, we've got to take a hard break here, but we're going to have plenty of time to be talking about this in the future here.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, this is Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. This is Carl Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Okay, we're going to change gears here a little bit. We have the phone lines filled up. We've got to change things. We have some guests here today. And I'm really glad that they're here. Our guests are Diane Clayton, who is a vice president of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and Marge Hall, who is the president of NAMI, or the National Alliance on Mental Illness. They've taken our names down and handed me their cards and said they probably need for me to be seen by somebody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Diane?
I'm doing real well. It's been interesting listening to all this. The 450,000 per person really got my attention.
You like
this.
That, huh? You like that.
Well, obviously you're very passionate women, and you're involved with the Mental Illness Awareness Week. Tell us, just give our listeners some descriptions of what's happening.
Well, we always start the event the first one of the week, and it's always the first full week in October yearly. And the first event is the Candlelight Vigil, which is on Sunday. And that's at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 7 at Our Lady of Mercy Church. And that's always a really nice event. It's sometimes sad, but it's very moving and touching. And it's to honor people who have mental illness and also the people that we've lost to mental illness and lots of times mm-hmm. to suicide.
Now, is there a fundraiser involved with all of this?
This is our biggest fundraiser of the year, so we are very excited to be able to talk about it, and we are inviting the public to attend these affairs. The Candlelight Vigil, if you have someone you'd like to honor or mention, please come. It's a beautiful ceremony.
And when is the fundraiser?
The big fundraiser is the Banquet and Silent Auction that is on October 8th from 12 to 1:30 at Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive. What we have, how we raise the money is through the silent auction. We ask that if people have things that they can donate, such as tickets to restaurants,
Anything. Kind, yeah, you know, anything that you think that you would like to have, and if you have something extra, we'd be happy to take it.
Fabulous. And where would somebody get in touch with the committee to donate?
They can call me, Marge Hall, at 221-3163. That's 221-3163.
Is there a website that they can get to, Marge?
Yes. Well, we do have a local...
A local one?
Right. But it's just... NAMI Shasta County, and it's probably under NAMI California.
Well, I tell you what, once you go to our website and send us an email, we'll put it up on our website, too, that people can look at, because we get quite a few hits every day.
We've had Tom Wooten holding on the phone. He will be the speaker and the author of The Bipolar Advantage. He will be there October 8th, which, again, the event is the 10th Annual Banquet and Silent Auction from 12 to 1:30 on the Holiday Inn. Tom's on the line.
I'm here.
Tom, good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's sorry to keep you waiting like this, but it's been kind of a hot morning here.
It's been a lot of fun just listening.
This is North State. You know, we're a little bit different than San Francisco up here.
Well, you know what they say, we're all crazy. We just hang out with people with similar craziness.
Well, I tell you what, this is North State. When I rode up here a year ago on my Harley, I haven't left yet.
Yeah, and then you hand them a microphone on talk radio. I'm telling you, it's a handful. Hey, Tom, The Bipolar Advantage, your book. Can you give us a brief description on what you're going to be talking about at the event?
Well, the concept is that if we look at our condition instead of avoiding it, we can actually learn from it and turn it into an advantage in our life. And by avoiding it, we're just going to suffer for the rest of our lives in ignorance of it. So the main concept is we accept it. We introspect about it. We end up with a written life plan that says, here's where my life is going to be, and we get help. And by doing that, we can make changes and turn it into a better life.
Do people suffer from bipolar illness without knowing about it?
In a lot of ways, the ignorance of it is part of what causes the suffering. And the suffering isn't just ourselves, it's the people around us.
So it sounds like this is very much taking what some would say was a disadvantage and empowering them with solutions.
Absolutely.
Well,
you know, first of all, we probably ought to talk about what bipolar is. It means that there's two different poles. There's a downside, the depression side. They say we get so depressed we eventually try to kill ourselves. But there's this upside where we start acting out in such bad ways that everybody wishes we were dead. So both sides of that we can be ignorant about, and most people are more ignorant about the upside because they don't want to face it because they enjoy it at a certain level.
Wow. Now, you're going to be speaking at this fundraiser and this banquet on the 8th. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's going to be, as we said, it's about the bipolar advantage. And this is a way that this is one of the big ways we have of raising money for the National Alliance for Mental Illness here in the North State, here in Reading. So we have the silent auction, and we also have, like you said, the dinner. And we're going to be talking about this here in this week and next week, so make sure we can get as much support for you as we can, Diane.
Right. The main goal is to reduce stigma and discrimination against these illnesses. So that's one of the reasons we're very excited about having Tom Wooten here. It's the first time that we've been able to get such a well-known author.
Well, the thing about it is, Tom, is that once it's identified, you can handle that, and you can live a perfectly normal life. Is that correct?
You can live a very good life once you address it.
Okay.
Well, and that stigma actually is two-sided. There's the stigma of the people around us don't understand what's going on and look negatively upon us and treat us badly, but there's another stigma that is the internal one that says, I'm not capable of having a good life, so I'm not going to make the effort. And that's actually the worst stigma of all.
And you can get past that, obviously, as you've shown.
Again, you can hear Tom Wooten speak. He's the author of The Bipolar Advantage at the 10th Annual Banquet and Silent Auction. That's Wednesday, October 8th from 12 to 1:30 at the Holiday Inn. Also coming up is the third annual Northern Valley Catholic Social Service Art Show, Thursday, October 9th from 4 to 7, and the free mental health screening Friday, October 10th from 9 to 3.
Can we talk about that one?
That is, we've been doing that for some years, and it's been very successful. The screening is at the east parking lot near Building 800, I believe. We have folks out there that this is a real opportunity. If you know something is wrong, but you haven't known quite who to talk to or where to go, this is a real opportunity to speak to the experts about mental illness. So the screenings will be on bipolar, will be on depression, will be on post-traumatic stress disorder. And did I say depression?
Yes.
Okay.
I tell you what, for all my riding buddies down at Tobacco and Brew, we'll just convoy over there.
Wonderful, wonderful. We'll look forward to seeing you. We'll make sure that you get
you better have enough help down there.
Well, thank you, ladies, for being with us. Is there anything else you'd like to close with?
The public, we really encourage the public to participate in this because mental illnesses touches one out of every four folks. And the National Alliance on Mental Illness, in collaboration with other agency here, our goal is to reduce stigma and discrimination towards mental illness. And I have to add one more thing. The North Valley Catholic Social Services Second Home, that's in line with what Tom Wooten says. People come through the door and they are working with their illnesses in a very, very positive, strengths-built wellness program.
Yes, it's a recovery program.
Great.
So,
well,
thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And Tom, thank you so much for calling in. And
we're going to be
talking about this. We'll mention it again this week when you call in, but then also on our show Saturday.
Okay.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Tom. Okay. Now look, we got to take a quick break. The phone lines are filled up, and we're going to get right back to everybody as soon as we get back from this break. It's Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio here in News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you...
Carl Bott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We have set a new record for people waiting. Dave, good morning.
Howdy, how you doing?
17 minutes, Dave. You just want a cup of coffee. Meet me at the back room, brew.
I never wait that long unless I'm mad, so I'm mad.
Okay.
Woo! Anyway, Tex was on the line a little while ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ask Tex if you ever get a chance. Who does he think runs this country? The small businessman. Now, okay, we used to have a small business. But anyway, make a long story short, what killed us the most was city. The city had all these different fees. We had a fee, $300 a year, just the community right to know that we sold propane.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, but here's my point.
Yeah.
Wally is for small business and large business. And if this guy's picking on this Knopf plant, he's got a screw loose. There's 130 people that work there.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, we need businesses like that in this town, and this town is chasing them away.
Well,
and the thing is, that, you know, when you got a police station, they want to spend $30 million on a police station. There's all kinds of beautiful places sitting around here doing nothing.
You know what? I have heard that, and I've been doing some research on that, that some people believe that there is ones we can rehab and get it in for under $20 million.
Yeah, exactly. And what's her name, the mayor? I can't think of her name right now, but she lives right around the block from us here. And she's in favor of it, which I think is a big joke. But anyway, my final point was, he was saying, well, Wally's been in there too long, okay? If Wally's been in there too long, how about Barbara Boxer? Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, should I go on?
No, way too. They've all been in too long.
Exactly.
You know, what happened to
it? It didn't work.
You know, originally the politicians started from this country was for our politicians to go in for 4-8 years and then leave and come back and be with us, not to make it a career.
Exactly. I think right now, personally, I think we should all be pushing to get the term limits again because we got a governor, and
it's
that's
time.
What you have to do with him. Two terms and he's out.
Time. It's time for it. Maybe it's something we ought to all be pushing for. Hey, thanks very much, Dave, and thanks for waiting.
All right. Have a good day.
You bet. John, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Free Fire. Hey, it's nice to hear you guys. I'm kind of getting used to this. sometimes calmer heads prevail, so when Tex digs down deep into his pocket and finds a chill pill, he needs to send one to Nancy Pelosi today, too. I think people, they have to kind of take a look at one thing. You have to ask yourself this question, too. Why did 95 Democrats vote against this bill, along with quite a few Republicans. I think it was 130.
Absolutely.
But I will tell you this. I enjoy this. That's what the government's for, is a check and balance system. And I got a funny feeling those people that voted no, and my fondest hope is that they might just be heroes. They may be the only honest ones up there, because you can't force that kind of bill through. If the shoe was on the other foot right now, I got a funny feeling that they'd be screaming. I can't believe Nancy Pelosi's not screaming for investigation right now. Oversight committees and screaming for investigation. They piss away our money, excuse my language.
I think we can say that.
On the most ridiculous investigations, when this needs attention.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you know, the thing about it is, too, is that it's, you know, when Pelosi goes on and blames every, you know, blames Republicans for this instead of this bipartisanship, you know, you're right. What is, you know, $700 million, even though we talked about earlier, it may not be that much, but still, where did this, you know, who's watching after this money? And if it's the same people, I mean, those are people with a 10% approval rating.
Well, I got a funny feeling that at $450,000 per person that votes, that's a lot of money.
Hey, and Herger's,
regardless if it's a penny or not, or that, billions of dollars, the system itself is a broke down issue. And I mean, there's a pretty sharp montage of video on YouTube that I sent to Mr. Murray yesterday afternoon that will just about tell you how they feel about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And you know, this problem was a long time ago. Yeah, we should have reacted, and some people said that we should have reacted. Now that it is what it is, I think you can have honest goodness faith. The American people, the strength of this country, not the federal government, are going to take care of this problem. But they should be asking for certain things in return, based on the fact that we're now going to be lending money to somebody.
You know what?
And I believe, and I will ask Mr. Herger these things, because I asked you guys last week about the capital gains tax, the death tax, the marriage tax, and the payroll tax.
Well, good.
And that's talking about the little guy.
He'll be here tomorrow, so you better call in.
I absolutely will. And God bless you both. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, wait. Thank you. John, hang on for a second.
Yes.
You know, we've got Free Fire Radio as our website. And if you're sending stuff like that, please send it to us. You know,
just go
to it, contact it, and just send it so I can use that, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much, John.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. It's Gary from the Shasta Tech Association.
Oh, Gary. Yeah, talk to me about it.
Well, I'm really itching to go ahead and talk about the bailout, but I just want to remind everybody that this Friday, we'd love to see them coming out to the Shasta Tech Fair up at Simpson. Simpson's hosting it up there, but everybody's coming, and we'd love to see a lot of people come on out.
Well, you know what? We're planning on coming out there ourselves. I want to see that electric motorcycle. But talk to me about this bailout now.
Well, no, before I do, speaking of electronics, something when I talked to you on Saturday, I forgot, very important. If you're coming and you have any old electronics you want to recycle, there's an outfit called Restoration Enterprises that's going to be at the fair, and they're going to be, for free of charge, they're going to be taking old electronics in for recycling.
Oh, that is just
that's good.
Fabulous.
That is good, because I know everybody's got like an old keyboard. In fact, I've got an old keyboard I was going to give away or something.
Or radio or any
typewriter?
Of that.
Yeah, they recycle and they try to rebuild computers, build them, refurbish them, and try and sell them at a low cost to students.
Give us the stats again, Gary. Time, place, all of that.
Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, goes till 4 in the afternoon. At Simpson University up on College View.
Hey, Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Have a great day.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break. The phone lines are all filled up still. So, Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us on the other side. This is Carl Baugh. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, this is such a hot topic that we're dumping things off here so we can get more people on the air. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hey, you know what? Aren't we fired up this morning about this?
Oh, we are fired up this morning, and I'm kind of fired up myself.
Great.
I'm really unhappy about this bailout situation. I don't think it should be done. I don't think we should be bailing out the country. We're a capitalistic nation. We're supposed to operate on the principles of capitalism, which are rise and fall based on success. If it's a good company, it should make it. If it's a good investment, it should make it. If not, they should fail.
Okay, and
they should settle. And this idea that they're going to go out and buy these toxic loans, purchase them, and eventually sell them again at a profit, and of course, then the money's going to come back to the people, right?
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah, like it always has. Like, income tax was temporary. Bridge tolls are temporary. Tax increases are temporary. Have you ever seen one of them rescinded or given back to the people?
No.
No, and neither has anybody else.
Well, let me say this, though. Part of the problem with where we've gotten this way is when the government got into it to force these mortgages, low-income mortgages,
right,
on these lenders. And when that happened, that's fine. As long as the price of housing stays up, then everybody's okay. But as soon as it starts getting in trouble, just like it started a couple years ago, boom, that's when we started.
I need to interrupt one thing. Let's not make these lenders victims.
No.
They were forced to make these loans.
No.
They were rushing to make these loans.
Oh, absolutely.
And they were in their hands and fists. Excuse me, I almost got a little carried away there.
That's okay.
But
I've got a dump button here. It gives me 7 seconds.
Okay, but the nation needs to settle into true value, including the stock market. The government can't continue to just print more money to fit falsely created demands.
Absolutely. There's the biggest problem. We start printing more money. I mean, it just gives the Chinese something more to buy.
Hey, you know, one last thing.
As soon
as the infusion of capital causes the market to rise again, the same players that are in there and have caused this to happen will be taking the money back out and laughing at us over that $700 billion that in 18 months we're going to be broke again.
Somebody already mentioned that. Something we need to talk to Wally about tomorrow. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Good day, Carl.
Thank you. Bruce.
Hello there, Carl.
Hey.
Well, we're with the majority group there. Nay on that bailout. We do not need this thing in our column for sure, because it won't be $700 billion. It'll be $2 trillion. But the problem is, how come we're not investigating Christopher Dodd and Barney Franks and everybody else? Enron people are in the slammer for cooking the books.
It's a good point you've got right there, because right now it's because the Democrats are in power.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is just tip of the iceberg. If we don't take care of this energy policy, where we're shipping $700 billion to those Arabs to feed good grade A to their camels, this thing's going to be, it'll be greater than this by far.
You know what? That's another thing. The largest exodus of money in the history is going on in energy. And now, because guys, we're worried about the banks, worried about all this. Let's take a look at the overall thing. We should take a holistic approach to this. Fix the energy. You know, the energy has such an impact on everything.
This energy thing, guy, can get really ugly really quick when things happen there, which will happen within the next year or so. We know that.
Well, I tell you what, it's not going to get any better.
Anyhow, I'm
after right now.
All my congressional and senators and everything. We do not need this bailout.
Well, I tell you what, let's call tomorrow then, and because Congressman Herger's going to be on telling that.
Yeah, I'd like to have. I do calls to Herger all the time, and I wonder why he doesn't address these.
Well,
he never answered me back on these calls.
Well, you know what? You call him tomorrow, he's got to answer it.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot. Alice, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Wonderful caller there. Just a little bit more insight into the facts on this thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Freddie and Fannie Mae sold over $4 trillion worth of these packages. And half of those packages were sold to other countries, principally Russia got quite a bit, but China and the Arabs. Now, this bill that just got defeated, what they were going to do was they were going to give that money to China, and to half of that money was going to go offshore. You know damn well that money would never have come back into the United States.
Well, you know what, Alice, I'm going to have to check on that one about going offshore like that. But you're right. If they're holding, and you're true, China and Russia were holding a lot of that money. And that's one of the problems we have that came.
See,
they lost confidence.
About where they bought the houses, let's say that they were $600,000 and now they're worth $300,000, and so they're losing half of that money. And so this deal was, and they say it's for liquidity. What they mean is that they want those people to still be loaning us money, and if we don't honor some kind of a debt to them on this deal, we can't get any more loans for them. It's terrible.
Alice, you've done some study on this.
Alice, you need to email us at freefireradio.com with some of your facts, because we love this juice. Keep the juice coming.
Okay.
And also, let's give Congressman Herger a call tomorrow. He needs to be able to explain this.
Thing in Congress, there wasn't one thing in there to change the law. They were giving all of this authority to Paulson, and yet not one law was changed to correct this problem from continuing just as it is now.
Alice, thanks for this call. You are a breath of fresh air. Keep listening.
Bye-bye.
Now, these are the North State people. Hey, you know, I like to thank somebody also. I'd like to thank Gary and Diane for sending me some articles that we were using today about where this thing started, even though we didn't really get to part of it, how it started back in the 90s when they were told to start giving mortgages to people that were at risk because they wanted all people to be able to own a home. Well, you know what? That's a privilege. That's not a right to own a home. And to count as part of your income unemployment, that's just kind of like really pushing the envelope right there. Anyway, tomorrow, Congressman Herger. And, you know, we do have people that are angry with Congressman Herger, but there's other people that say, you know what? Congressman Herger has stood up for small businesses. He has stood up for the North State. You know, you may have some problems, and tomorrow is the time to call in and ask. The other thing, too, is that we're going to have Jeff Morris on later on this month, so Jeff can talk about, you know, some of the things he would do. Because Jeff's running for office also. You know, it's been a great day today, and like we're going to be back tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Shasta County.